Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Create Your Life series, where we are talking about the gift of choice and how, what that means, what that looks like, and how choice creates your reality, really. And for me, that is what I've realized is the gift, is that when you choose, you really do create your reality and everything starts to shift and change. So today we're going to be talking with my good friend, Corey Glassell, about that, about the gift of choice, about creating your reality and so much more, and find out what she is doing, what she's up to and where she's going. So Corey, for those of you who don't know, is has been on our show before last fall. We had such a wonderful conversation about money and riches and wealth and living beyond mediocrity. It's so much fun. And so I'm looking forward to more of the same or different today. So she was born to be a glamorous globetrotter. She was raised in oil patch opulence, educated in New York City, and finished with a big dose of reality as a struggling single mom. And how many of us have been there, you know, been a struggling single mom? I can't say I was raised in an oil patch of opulence. We're going to talk to Corey about that and what, you know, what has shifted in her life and what has changed and what choices she has made to get her to where she is now, and the gift that she is to the world and to all of us, and some of the tools that she uses in her day-to-day life to choose beyond what is there and to choose greater and greater and different possibilities. So Corey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alara. It's good to be back.
I'm so glad that you're here with us, because I always get so many gems from you.
Oh, that's funny. A coined phrase, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And
one of the things that has changed in my life since we met, actually.
Were the gems?
Yeah, the gems podcast I started.
Exactly.
Yep.
And yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, I was listening to the podcast that you gifted us today, earlier, and the gift that Corey has for all of us is the podcast, Clearing Loops, and the PDF of the Clearing Loops. So you will, when I send out the replay email, you'll get the link for that. But what I like about it is that the topic of the podcast for today that you shared with us is about the word can't and not using the word can't. And it's like, oh, I was just talking about that yesterday with somebody, saying how I have thrown that word out of my vocabulary because it's like, yeah, it doesn't work for me. it was like perfect. You know, it's like, I love that. So thank you for that. Number one. And how is your podcast going? How are the gems?
Wow. It's amazing. It's fun. And it's something that I really didn't realize I'd have so much fun creating. And we've had over 100,000 views. So
awesome. How does it get any better than that?
Right. Right. So I'm like, wow, this is cool. And so it's creating an energy. And it's also me being able to reach out to the whole world in a way that's very different and invite them to a new and different reality with money. Well, actually with glamour, elegance, money, and sex, and not necessarily in that order. That's what GEM stands for, unless, in case you guys were wondering.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that, because, you know, there are so many ways that you can look at gems, you know, with money, with riches, with, you know, so many different things. And, you know, you also talk about the richness of life, you know, not just necessarily finances, but the richness of life and what that is. And so I want to talk about that too, because it's not always just about the money. It's also about experiences, you know, and joy, and, you know, what lights you up, what excites you, what you're passionate about.
Well, if you're choosing to be more of an infinite being, it can't be just about the money. Mm-hmm. Because money doesn't mean that much to you. Money's great and wouldn't want to live without it, but it's like, yeah, you know, you're kind of like, yeah, about money. If you can find a motivational point for you to create large amounts of money, so like, for instance, Gary Douglas found his motivation in creating the money through the business for himself because he wanted to change and create more consciousness on the whole planet. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you guys want to do that will change an entire city or an entire state or an entire planet? For me, I had to get that big and that global to really come up with the inspiration to demand of myself, okay, I'd like to actually create and generate $5 million a year. Now, that's because I would like to put hundreds of thousands of dollars into changing the plastic in the ocean and getting rid of it. Mm-hmm. I would like to put hundreds of thousands of dollars into a better school system for children all over the world. I would like to put hundreds of thousands of dollars into stopping human slavery and human trafficking. Mm-hmm. I mean, just three things that I'm involved with and that take a buttload of money. So I am inspiring myself because of what I'd like to see the change on the planet be. And as we're talking about choice, that's really a choice everyone really needs to make, because why would you like go through all the, well, I would say effort that it takes to become more conscious, become more aware, educate yourself financially, and be aggressive with creating and investing. It is not something that just comes naturally or drops down out of the sky. It is something you have to work at, and you have to determine that you will become educated. You will know and care and be present with your money, because who cares more about your money than you?
Nobody. And you know, I love that what you're saying, because you're right. It doesn't just fall out of the sky. You do have to educate yourself on, number one, even what money means to you and how much money do you really require on a monthly basis, for example.
That's right.
Right? And how much, and are you aware of how much is coming in and how much is going out? I mean, even that, a lot of times. No,
not even. That is the beginning. You must know that. You must take the time to know that, or else you, that is what I consider educating yourself financially.
Mm-hmm. And that's the beginning, like you said. And then from that, you have a picture. And then it's like, okay, and what else do I want to create? Because you've just created that. Cool. And what else do you want to create? Right?
And what can you add? It's like, so say, you know, say you've got, you know, right now you're making $5,000 a month and you're spending six. So then you at least know, wow. Well, two things. Wow, I'm spending $1,000 more than I'm making. How's that working out for me? Either I have debt on a card of some kind, or I am fucking more magic than I know, and I'm manifesting an extra $1,000 just, and I need to like acknowledge myself. I'm creating like more than I acknowledge. So either way, it's good, because it's information and acknowledgement on what you need to look at or what you need to change.
Exactly. And that whole acknowledgement piece too is something we don't do. We don't acknowledge what we have created, you know. Instead, we judge ourselves for what we created, instead of saying,
well, we judge ourselves for what we have not yet created.
Mm-hmm.
That for me was a big one. That's what I fell into, because I haven't yet created, you know, this big sort of school thing dream that I had going for many years. I haven't yet created, you know, 1,000 people coming to my classes. I haven't yet. And that is not a place to live from. And I had to change that. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And you know, and you're right. That is something I used to do as well. Oops. And not just that, I was judging myself based on projections from other people of what they expected me to be. And, you know, and it's like, we, you know, it's like, and I'm not there. And so then I would judge myself for not being there. And then it's like, it's because I'm not good enough, blah, blah, blah.
We're really cute sometimes.
Right. And that, you know, that doesn't serve you. Right. So if you're in that mindset, that mind frame, if those thoughts are going through your head, yeah, you know what? It's not working for you. Time to change it. Instead, ask, okay, it's cool. So this is what I've created so far. And what else is possible? And what else would I like to create? And where do I always like, okay, what's next? is my thing. Well, okay, what's next? You know, because it's like, all right, been there, done that. What's next?
Yep. That's great. That's, you know, what next and what else is possible are two great questions to create greater in the future. You've got to be looking at the future when you're talking about finances.
And what about the now though? So, I mean,
well, I mean, it's now and for the future. Okay. Yeah. So like one of the processes that I give everyone in, not only in my book, but in my intro classes is, what can I add to my life today to generate more money right away, now, and in and for the future? Because you can't just do it for now and you can't just do it for the future. Yeah. You must do it all together.
And that is a question that you ask every day, not just once, not just when you're frustrated, not when everything is going to shit, but you ask that question every day.
Along with many others.
Yeah. And, you know, and sometimes the difficult part is that we go into these conclusions and these fixed points of view, and we go on this loop of this is going on, this is going on, this is going on, this is not working, this is not working, this is not working, instead of, okay, cool. What else is possible here? What else have I not even, what can I create that's greater than what I imagined even? I think I'm playing small. I don't think I've dreamed big enough yet. You know, I don't think I've created big enough for sure. You know, it's like.
Right. Definitely. Cool. I mean, definitely. Yeah. And how big can you dream? And where have you not dared to go? You know, like Star Trek. Go where no man has gone before, right? I have to make this higher. There we go. Oh, that's so much better. Oh.
Yeah.
Really and truly, Laura, what you said is so amazing, because you've got to stretch yourself and keep asking to create more, greater, and beyond. Mm. What else is possible? Otherwise, you'll just stop.
You'll stop, and then you'll get into a funk, and then you'll start judging yourself, and then you'll start getting depressed, and I can build all the scenarios, but that's so possible. I'm not saying it ever happened with me, but so for me, it's so important to create constantly. I get bored really quickly, right, with whatever it is that I'm doing, so I need to have more than one thing going at the same time, and there are some days when it's like, when I have nothing, it's like, oh, this is boring. I'm bored. And then, you know, trauma and drama comes in and it's like, all right, keeping me busy. Or past thoughts come up and it's like, yeah, that'll keep you busy for a while. It's like, yeah, okay, no. You know, so instead I now know that, okay, when I start to get bored, when I start to get depressed, when I start to get into the funk, okay, what can I create? That would be fun for me. And even that is a good question. What can I create today that would be fun for me?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I had a client recently that said that they had gotten out of debt completely and they freaked out. And I went, what? And they said, yeah, I freaked out because I was so used to the energy of having the debt. Mm-hmm. And so then I ended up in 6 months creating the same debt again.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that is so cool. That's so interesting. So what, you know, and they were asking me what are the questions they can ask because they keep judging themselves. And I'm like, well, what do you value about getting into debt? Mm-hmm. What do you love about that? Because somewhere to create what you're created, you have to love it or else you wouldn't create it. And they were so willing to look at that and change it right in that moment. It was awesome. I mean, it was like they hadn't actually looked from that perspective, mm-hmm. and they got some real freedom from that.
So and then,
go ahead.
Nope, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and then along with the debt, so how do you get through it? And then they were also judging themselves that to not like pay it off fast enough. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, wow, I was just thinking, what? There's so much judgment going on here. How do I be a contribution and facilitate this person? And so I suggested, what if, you know, your debt is around $30,000? What if you took 2 years to pay it off? How much would you have to make extra per month to pay it off completely in 2 years? And when I got her to figure that out, it was like $1,250 a month. Mm-hmm. That's all that she would have to create in addition to have that debt completely gone in 2 years. Think about that. And there, you know, therein was such a relief and such a joy for them because they were like, oh my gosh, I can do that.
Yeah. When you that's break like it down and chunk it down, yeah, I can do that. That's doable. But when it's a you know, bigger number.
It's that big. Yeah. And that's like $300, $312 or something dollars a week. That's doable.
Yeah.
Cool. That's two bar sessions, you know?
And so then she found that freedom because like, okay, if she has a little bit more control of the situation, I guess, you know?
And awareness.
Yeah.
And it's not like this big thing in this guy, this big stressful deal. And then if she looked at what she loved about the big stressful deal, and if she's willing to destroy that and uncreate it and have something else, then the big stressful deal can go and the practical tools and getting rid of the debt can begin to flourish again.
Yeah.
And absolutely. to not need to do that again.
And I love what you said about what do you love about being in debt or what do you love about creating this, whatever this is, because you're right. Whatever it is that we're creating, there's something about it that we like, whether it's comfortable or, you know, whatever it happens to be, but there's something about it that we like, we know, we're used to. So, yep. You know, for all of you watching or listening right now, you know, what do you value about the situation that you're in? What do you love about the situation that you're in? Because there's something there. So, you know, tap into that and then see, you know, where you can go from there. You know, what else is possible?
Yes. And what are you willing to change? And are you actually willing to destroy and uncreate what you created?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we really love our creations.
And we're not really willing to change it.
That's right. True story.
And get honest with yourself about that. Are you willing to change it? Do you really want something different? Because a lot of times we say we do, but we don't, right? So, right. You know, one of the things I like to always ask myself now when I ask myself a question is like, truth first.
Oh, me too. Oh, yeah. But that's a great way. That's a great tool to get brutally honest with yourself. And when you're talking about finances and educating yourself on finances, the choice to get honest with yourself is a very, very important one. Very, very, very important one.
And it's also about, you know, being honest with yourself and coming from a place of being an observer, you know, so you're not judging what you've created, you know, so it's like, okay, so there's this much money in the bank, you know, it's like, okay, cool. You have had these many expenses. Okay, cool. But just look at it. Don't judge it. It's like, oh, you know, don't beat yourself up for it. It's like, okay, cool. And now what, right? And, you know, what can you add to your life? Like you talk about, what can you create or what can you change?
Yep.
Right. And, you know, what I find interesting is that sometimes we don't want to look at it. We ignore it. We just think that if we ignore it enough, it'll just go away.
Where did we ever get that crazy idea?
And it doesn't go away, right? And then we, you know, go on this hamster ride of judgment and blah, blah, blah. And so that's where, you know, it's really important to look at, okay, what choices can I make now, right? And so we talked about what the gift of choice for me means. It creates my reality, right? So what does the gift of choice mean for you, Curry?
The gift of choice means that I don't have to judge myself for more than 10 seconds. I am so grateful for that one, that I really can, if I'm willing to be really present with myself, I can come out of self-judgment a lot faster and get back to the business of creating and generating my life.
I love that. Getting back to the business of creating and generating my life. Because folks, we are creating and generating our lives, but are we doing it consciously? Are we doing it with our choices, or are we on automatic pilot and based, you know, doing things based on other people's choices, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
And when you start to get the freedom to realize that you have choice, and I think that was the biggest gift for me, realizing, you know, that I had choice. I can choose to do something or not do something. I can choose to feel a certain way. I can choose to, everything was my choice, right? When I finally got that, it completely changed my life. And it's like, and then, you know, because as I've said before in many shows, I did not feel like I had choice for the first 40 some odd years of my life. I was like, I felt like I was stuck in living the life that everybody else wanted me to live and blah, blah, blah. And then when I finally started choosing for myself, everything changed. everything changed, you know. And for me, that was the biggest gift and freedom. And so now when I talk about even my other show, Awaken to Happiness Now, Awaken to Happiness Now is really the same thing. It's like when I finally got that I can choose my reality and create my reality, that's when the happiness was there. I was happy. I was joyful. I was like, you know, living the life that I truly wanted, you know, and had that freedom to do that, you know. So it's just so interesting how when it's like everything is coming full circle and everything is so related, and I didn't, you know, I couldn't see it at the time, you know, what I was really doing. But now it's like, oh, yeah. And using these tools, especially the access tools of asking questions like, how does it get any better than this? How does it get even better than this? All the time. And people might sometimes think it's like, oh, it's just a saying. No, you know, when I use that tool, for example, for myself, the energy, everything just expands, right? Everything gets lighter and expands. And it's like, it's so spacious. It's like, wow. Right? And it's like, I didn't know that when I first started doing it and using that tool. So, you know, it's not just empty words, you know, everything that we're talking about here has an energy to it. And then when you want to shift anything in your life, it's about shifting the energy, changing the energy, and being the energy that you would like to be and experience, right?
Well, exactly. And one of the things you brought up at the beginning of this conversation is you were looking over some of the former Access material from, what did you say, 2010, 11, 12, something like that?
Yeah.
Well, I, for probably 6 months, have been listening to a class from 2009.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
But I listen to things for very long periods of time. And even though there may not be the latest processes, if you find loops that that suit where you're working towards getting more conscious, it doesn't matter what year it happened, because you get it when you get it, you hear it when you hear it. And this is the beauty of loops. This is why we encourage people to listen to loops, because the more you listen, the more you unlock, and the more you unlock, the more you can listen. And I don't know if you have found this, Alara, but I have found, even with like all the classes in Access, even recently, I will listen to a telecall, and then a second or third time I listen to it, I'm like, wait, did I push on the wrong call? This call is not sounding like what I remember this call sounded like.
Yeah.
But that's because you and I have transformed so much in the period of time between calls that we actually hear and receive completely differently.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, when I'm listening to something, it's like, I don't remember hearing this before. It's like, he didn't say this before. This is, no, I never heard this. You know, it's like,
I know. I am like, the same way.
Huh, yeah. Wow. You know, and so, and it like, yeah, it could be from 6 months ago to a year ago, but it feels like it's like brand new. It's like, I never heard that, you know, but it's the same, because I have a lot as well that I play all the time on my phone and on my computer while I'm working and stuff. And it's changed. Like, what we're getting is changing because we're changing. Right, we're able to receive more, like you said, and receive differently, and receive differently than we could before. Right, so you know, these tools are dynamic, meaning that the more you use them, and each time you use them, don't expect to get the same result. It's gonna, you know, it could be totally different. You know, and that's what you don't know until you actually play with them. Like, nobody can tell you how something is going to affect you or what the outcome of anything will be, you know? So I go into it with like no expectations of what something's going to create. You know, it's like, I don't know. I'm just listening to it, and maybe I'll get some new information. Maybe, you know, like, I know everything shifts because I keep yawning all the time. And for me, that's a sign of, you know, unconsciousness being cleared, or being aware of it. Right. So it's like, okay, cool. and what else is possible, right? And it's just like, and that's what, like, with the gift of choice, like, you know, I choose something today, and then tomorrow I may choose something totally different and totally, like, not even close to what I was going for. And that's okay too, right?
Absolutely. Well, everything's okay. The only thing that's not okay and that limits you is your lack of awareness. That's your only limitation, period.
Your lack of awareness and your fixed points of view, which creates the lack of awareness.
No, always creates lack of awareness.
Yeah. And then when you have awareness, you know, not necessarily about a certain subject or whatever, that also then creates new possibilities and new choices, because then I feel like I'm open to more.
Well, not only are you open to more, you're actually a different being. See, that's what people don't get so much with the access classes and the processes, and even the few processes that we're giving them, and that we are being an invitation right now to these people, that their being will shift. Mm-hmm. It's very quiet. It's very not obvious many times. Yeah. But what will happen is something like somewhere between now and the next 3 weeks, and you may not notice, it may be so subtle you don't notice at all. And then again, you may notice that your mother-in-law says something that usually would have just pissed you off, and you just like, oh yeah, wow, how weird is that she thinks that, and just la-di-da, and just move right on. Mm-hmm. No energy, no resistance. You have shifted something, and now you don't react to this anymore. That is what is so freaking cool about access, because it literally changes who you be very subtly.
Yep. And that's the thing. It's like, because you change so subtly, you may not recognize it even, you know, and
absolutely.
And so then you won't even realize that, oh, it's because, well, not it's because I was using this tool, but you might not even recognize that, hey, it's because I was listening to this loop, or I was listening to this call, or I was, you know, this was happening and that was happening. And that's why suddenly I've changed, you know, and nobody else would notice it, right? But the thing is, with anything, it's like, how is it serving you, right? Is it helping you to create your life in a bigger way, in a better way, give you more ease, right? Give you more of that expansive state that we love so much, you know, and have more fun, you know? For me, that's what it's like. Am I having more fun? Yes, cool. I'm going to continue. Am I not having fun? No. Okay, so what's going on? Right? And that's when I, you know, ask more questions. I go, what's going on here? What's, you know, what's right about this I'm not getting? And what else is possible? And what would I like to create? So I don't even go into the why something is happening. You're like, why doesn't matter? You know, like Dane said recently, don't go for the why, pot and pock the lie, something like that.
Right? Yeah, because why always leads to a lie. Or it leads you around in a self-implanting circle that doesn't get you anywhere. It's totally inefficient, and it's useless to ask why. Mm-hmm. It is the worst question you could. It's the worst question you could ever ask.
Yeah, I was saying that to somebody today, one of my clients, and because she likes to go to the why, and so I said, listen, don't ask why. Just pot and pock the lie whenever something is coming up, because you're just going to go into your head. Into the mind chatter, the same old stuff over and over again, same story. So, you know, let that go. Yep. Pot and pock, right?
That's
and
really
so
true.
And so when you work with your clients and your groups and people around the world, especially around, you know, money and finances, you know, money is such a big topic and has a lot of energy to it, right? Not just judgments, but a lot of judgments. Can you talk about that? Like, not why, but can you talk about what we can do now to move to a different financial reality, so that we can actually start to create the money that we desire, to generate the money that we desire for the life that we'd like to have? Because I know some people are struggling.
Be willing to have more sex.
Okay.
I say that, I know that was going to tweak you, and it should, because really the two hottest topics on the planet are money and sex. And why is that? Because if you look at it, they're both about receiving or the lack of receiving. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I found in my classes is if I bring up sex, everybody's barriers go up. So I've got lots that I can address. And it actually creates a awareness and a flow for people to receive when they come out of judgment of sex. It's wonderful. Mm. It's amazing. I mean, even today, I actually, as you remember, I had a class before this. I had my fundamentals class. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I asked, what are you not willing to do for money? Mm-hmm. And they weren't really willing to talk about it, but I knew it was sex in their head.
Right.
You know, so what are you not willing to do that would make you gobs of money? You've got to look at the not side of things.
What are you not willing to do?
What are you not exactly, right? And it's funny for me, and it's really easy to bring up sex because people get all wonky weird, yeah. Yeah. Or they think it's funny, or they like it. I mean, you're always going to get a reaction of some kind, yeah, when you start talking about sex. And sex is the lower harmonic of receiving on this planet, period. This is all that most people know about receiving. Brown chicken, brown cow. That's what receiving means to most people who have not actually taken an access class.
Right. Oh, but I know even for myself, when you talk about sex, there's all sorts of stuff is coming up. You know, it's a taboo subject in my world, for sure.
Sorry, Laura. I'm sorry. You talk about money and you've, yes, got to talk about sex to unlock some of the stuck places with money.
So if I have more sex, I'm going to have more money?
Well, let me ask you. So if you're willing to have more sex, would you be available to receive more money? Truth, what do you know?
I'm getting a yes, getting a but.
Yeah, because I was feeling that too, is like, okay, so how many points of view do you have stopping you from enjoying more sex?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, so you pock and pot all that shit, yeah, you know? That's the area that will begin to unlock money for you.
Okay. So I'm going to have to tell sex.
But let me tell you why, to, yeah, bring up what we said never ask, but mm-hmm, because you can't put me in a box, no matter how you try. Mm-hmm. So the reason behind this money and sex business is to get people to look at where they're stopping the flow of energy. Because anything you resist, anything, mm-hmm, stops your money flows. Anywhere you have stopped receiving, it's just kind of easier to talk about sex than anything else, because unless I have a private client, how am I going to know, like, where you decided as a little girl to stop receiving from your father because he gave you a spanking when you asked for ice cream? I mean, you know, I'm, mm-hmm, not going to really probably be able to go there, but I can say, so, what do you think about oral sex, Laura?
I like it.
That will bring up some energy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we'll be able to go, oh, fuck, I hate that shit, or, oh, I love that, or, like, God, I wish I had some, or, God, I never want. I mean, we can at least begin to talk about where the energy's stuck.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And again, it is the lower harmonic. It is what people have been taught is receiving, which is, again, why Gary Douglas created the frickin' bars class, the 32 points on the head. That was to bring receiving, real receiving, back to the planet.
Mm-hmm. And I love the bars. I love the bars. I mean,
I love the bars. Boom, 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 boom. I love the bars.
Yeah.
And when you have your bars run, you begin to unlock your points of view about money as well.
Mm-hmm. True.
And you can, yeah, have more.
Yeah. And that's the thing with the bars sessions and classes, and with body processes, I'm like, I have a massage table, right, you know, right there, always open, always there, because I lie on a massage table and I just am in that state of receiving, you know, I'm just like, I am receiving, and that's it.
And isn't that great?
It's
but
wonderful.
Did you do that a lot before the bars came into your life?
No.
And have you ever worked with new clients who can barely sit through 30 minutes of a bar session?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hard. They're not used to it. Yeah.
They're not used to receiving.
You know what? my husband is like that. He will not get on that table. He will not get a bar session or anything, and he does not receive.
Because men, no, not just your husband, all men have been taught that their job is to give, yes, not to receive.
Yes, right. And he is a wonderful giver. Oh my goodness, yes.
But if you want to know, we'll talk about it not on the radio show, but I have some ideas how to get him to receive if you want to know.
Oh, yes.
Talk about that in private.
Yeah, because I wouldn't mind if his money flows, exponentialized as well.
You have to give him motivation to create.
Yeah. And he's not getting it yet. Got it. Yeah. But yeah, so that's the receiving part. Absolutely. You know, and you just said, sex is the lower harmonic of receiving. And like the sex and money, okay, I'm just like, I don't even know why we're going here, but we're going here. Sex and money and spirituality is all glumped and like intermingled in my world. You know, I come from India. We have gurus and teachers and blah, blah, blah.
What? You come from India? That's so weird. I didn't know that.
So, you know, the whole sex and money and spirituality is all messed up.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. You guys were the creators of the fucking Kama Sutra.
I know.
What the heck is going on over there? I'm just saying.
Somewhere or something got miss something.
Yeah, something got misguided, misapplied, and definitely went down the wrong rabbit hole.
Yep, abused, yeah, and blah, blah, blah.
So right? that's why I always suggest, you know, if people want to do money classes, that they have to be willing to talk about sex. Mm-hmm. Because it's the first way to get people's attention. And you can use humor, and it gets people laughing. But people always have issues. If you don't know what else to say, ask them about sex, and you will have points of view come up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still getting stuff coming up. Because it's like, yeah, so, and which I'm not going to go on with this call for sure. But, you know, sometimes those can't even say it. It's like you're making me sick to my stomach. But abusive stuff comes up too. Like if you've been abused sexually, emotionally.
Yeah. Well, there's financial abuse. And, you know, there's, I don't know if you were able to go online or watch the new abuse class that Gary and Dane did. That was fucking amazing. So the whole oh my gosh, Alara, if you don't buy any of the class this year, buy that class. It will change your life forever. Forever. Mm-hmm. And the thing is we don't even know how we've been abused financially, sexually, emotionally. And there's a little thing, and you can Google it. It's called What is Gaslighting? And mm-hmm. actually Psychology Today talks about it. And then of course the movie Gaslight. And you can see how subtle, from someone who loves you, mm-hmm. the abuse begins.
Mm, right. Yeah.
You know,
it's amazing how, you know, and even the word abuse, I think people, you know, look at it in not necessarily the right way, but they don't see what some of the subtle forms of abuse are and can be, right?
Well, not educating yourself about money is abuse to yourself. Mm. It's financially abusing yourself. Just to bring it back away from sex a little bit, just because I know you'd like to.
Well, you know, I was feeling a little bit sick to my stomach, and all that energy was coming up, and I was like, oh my God, I can't go there in this call. You know, that is for another time, another place. Right, but stuff comes up for everybody, right? And are we willing to look at it? So yes, you know, right now I'm not willing to look at it, but I will look at it right after.
or come to my sex and money call.
Oh, when is that?
We haven't planned the date yet, but okay. Everyone got so excited because I did a Facebook Live on it the other day, and they're like, we need to do a call on that, Curry. That was amazing. I'm like, I'll say anything about anything to anyone, because my target is to get people to unlock whatever it takes.
Yeah. And the whole sex and money topic is a big one, you know, and I think, you know, that is going to be like never ending. Like you're going to have topics and conversations about that for a long time, right? I mean,
I hope so.
There's so much that you can talk about. I mean, I can be like a something, guinea pig.
A something?
I got tons of stuff about that. It's like, yeah, I got stuff. I can share. I can be the guinea pig. I can be the experimenter. It's like, yeah, you want to try something? Sure. But it's like so many of us, you know, that's where we get tied up. It's like you said, like around with the money, with the sex, with the relationships, you know, and with the judgments. You know, we judge ourselves.
I mean, is it clear to you, or should I give? I just thought of a really great example that actually I know and I have used before. You know, Gary always tells me to use any examples I know because I've been around him for 17 years, and mm-hmm. having to do with not receiving sex that was almost destroying this man's business. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that story. Would that be appropriate to tell?
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
Okay, so there's a man who hired Gary Douglas to help him with his business. He said he wasn't making money. And so Gary, strangely enough, it happened to be in Houston too, which is where I live currently. Mm-hmm. And so Gary came and he looked through all the guy's books, did all the pragmatic stuff about business, you know, that he knows, and everything, the books look great, everything looked great. And then Gary said to him, so tell me about your clients. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, you mean those people?
Right.
And Gary's like, what do you mean those people? So this man had a men's clothing store in the gay section of Houston, downtown mm-hmm. Houston. Now, who shops for clothes in the gay section of town mostly?
Gay people.
That's right. mm-hmm. So this guy was refusing to flirt or have fun or receive the energy. And he told Gary, he said, I just can't stand it when they flirt with me. I don't want to sleep with a guy. So believe it or not, what Gary did with him for like a half an hour, Gary pretended he was gay and flirted with him and came on to him until he got to be more at ease, you mm-hmm. see. And he said to him, you don't have to sleep with me, but you have to flirt with me if you want to make some money here, mm-hmm. you know. And then Gary asked him the kicker of kicker questions. He says, so let me ask you this. Do you ever flirt with women? And the man was like, well, not when my wife's around. It's like, well, duh. But he said, you flirt with women. He goes, well, yeah. It's like, but you're not going to sleep with them, right? He's like, no, absolutely not. I said, well, it's the same thing. You're having an energetic exchange. You're mm-hmm. having fun with your clients, or you're having fun in your life with people. Flirting is fun. Just because you flirt doesn't mean you have to go copulate.
Right. Yeah.
So the guy started flirting and having more fun with his clients, and his business took off and went out of the red.
Hmm. Amazing. So it's about what you're willing to be, the energy that you're willing to be and receive.
And receive.
Not necessarily you have to go out and then act on it, anything, but just be willing to be that energy and receive that energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just be willing to receive.
Yeah. And where are we not willing to receive from others?
Yeah.
It's like, oh. It's like, oh my goodness. Yeah. So many places and so many people. And so, you know, this is not just about if you have clients or not, but, you know, even if you are working at a job, are you willing to receive from your coworkers? Are you willing to receive from your bosses? Are you willing to receive from your teammates and colleagues? Right? A lot of times we're not. So, you know, what could change if you were really willing to receive? And at the same time, be the energy that's required to have something be more of the energy that you like and want. You know, so it's like using something, or not using people per se, but using a situation to your advantage. So being the energy of that, to use that to your advantage so that you can create better and greater and have more fun. If that makes any sense. I was just thinking about, like, you know, when we're working like in a cubicle or something, right? And you have all sorts of people and whatever, and you may not like to be around them all the time, but you can be the energy of whatever it is that is required so that you can still enjoy your job, you know, because not everybody can, you know, leave their job, right? Mm-hmm. So, but you can still receive from your colleagues, from your job, from your company and so on. So Lynn has a question. Hi, Lynn. I'm going to try and read it. Hold on 1 second. Oh my God, when I draw comparisons between when I've given or loaned money when I didn't really want to because I like or love them, and when I've given sex when I didn't really want to because I like or love them, I think it's because I didn't want them to feel rejected, and a little bit because I felt a duty or obligation. I never realized the correlation. Wow. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're so welcome. There's definitely a correlation. And now, what would it take for you to do what works for you?
Yeah. Do what it takes, what works for you. Oh, you know, and that whole somebody else feeling rejected. I try not to do anything from duty or obligation anymore. Sometimes I have to call my mom. That's about it, right? Well, Mother's Day is coming, folks.
It is Sunday, but I totally get where she's coming from. Yeah. I can tell you I've slept with a lot of guys because I didn't want them to feel rejected.
Mm. Wow.
And not recently, but in the past, because I didn't value myself more than them. So it took a while to get to where I was willing to go, no, thank you, though. And not to react or resist, but just say, no, thank you, though.
And, you know, even the, you know, giving or lending money, but also receiving money or gift from other people. Are you, like, do you do that? Do you receive from them? Because sometimes, you know, I would love to give and give and give and give, but the other person doesn't want it. I remember this happened once, and I was like, I was so upset. I was, like, heartbroken. It's like, oh, my God, I don't understand why she doesn't, is not accepting this gift I'm giving her.
It's like, well, she's not receiving it.
No. Yeah, she was.
And the thing is, that's really amazing about gifting and receiving is when someone actually receives your gift, whether it's a kind word, an acknowledgement, or a physical flowers, or a ring, or whatever, a scarf, clothing, whatever it is, when someone really receives it, you have the gifting and receiving of simultaneity, and you are fulfilled as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it is like, it is one of the most amazing things in the world. And it is the beginning of really conscious relating.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And so, yeah, it's just, it's interesting to see where we do that, where we don't receive, where we don't give, or when we're giving out of obligation, so that somebody else won't feel bad. So in that moment, we're shrinking ourselves to fit into their world or their reality, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's one of the things we work a lot on that in my classes, Alara, because we all tend to shrink away from putting ourselves first and being on our own, top of our own priority list.
And so, you know, and so some of your classes that are coming up, do you want to talk about them for a few minutes?
Like, well, sure. Well, the thing right now, my classes that are coming up are mostly online, unless you would like to come to Marseille, France, my first live class in person with, or you come to Houston. I just did a live class this afternoon. I did an intro. I have 3 classes in France. Oh, I have 1 in London. But basically, my classes are going to be online, and I'm doing a 30-day Rich Body, Rich Life, learning about how your body functions with your money, right? So if you didn't have a body, would you actually need any money?
No.
Yeah. So that's coming up. That's coming up for the month of August. I'm doing really right now Facebook Lives and when I want to, you know, maybe a telecall here and there. We've tossed out sex and money. But really, I'm going to France for 8 weeks. So, I am the moderator for the Right Riches for You book club for most of them. And that's going to be starting, I think, the first week of June. So that's kind of what's going on. But my 3-day classes, and then I'm going to have a foundation in Houston in August, which is really cool. Oh, let me tell you about this. This is super freaking cool. So Terry Hope and I are doing a Bars and Foundation, and we are inviting people, and she is going to do like an energy evaluation before the class and after the class to see not only how did the room energy energetically change, but each person who wants to have their energy kind of tracked, mm-hmm. to see what does access processing do with a person, not just the bars, but the verbal processing as well. And actually, she's going to do that in one of my money classes. She may be coming to do that in London or France. Ooh, so, cool. And we're going to set this up and actually do it. We're probably going to do three of them. And we're going to try and track the energy results of bars, foundation, and then even COP, and what occurs with the person neurologically when mm-hmm. they go from bars to COP. What actually physically happens. So this is a really exciting project that's like, you know, on the horizon, you know. So our first one will be in August. So that's pretty much what I'm doing. I hope I didn't forget something, but I forget shit all the time.
Well,
I forget shit all the time.
Yeah, we call it CRS, can't remember shit. But you also have a wonderful Facebook group. I think it's called For the Love of Money or something.
Oh, For the Love of Money. Yeah. I've been a little negligent this week because I've been so concentrating on learning how to make football lives. Facebook lives. Mm-hmm. I am determined to know how to make my own Facebook lives. And so I've done six. I do put them up on that, you know, as well. And I talk to my friends there, but I will be more engaged with that somehow. I haven't quite figured out how I'm going to be doing that, but yeah, I do have For the Love of Money, which is a fun little group. And exactly. they get little tidbits from me about stuff and heads up.
And then of course you have your Gems podcast.
Oh, that's right. I do. I have my weekly Gems podcast, which is hilarious. And I actually am going to start doing some syndicated television with my videos,
which
I just signed a contract with Binge Networks. I just like the name of it. Binge.
Binge Networks. I like that. Oh, we'll have to talk about that because I have an idea about something. So I was like, we'll have
awesome.
To talk about that.
All right.
Cool. So I just wanted to talk really briefly about the free gift, like I said, that you have for us is a telecall, an MP3 loop, and a PDF of the clearing loops, right?
Right.
And it's, I don't know what it's called per se, but it's about can't do this. So like, really?
Well, it's, you know, it's what you said earlier is if you just take that one word out of your vocabulary, just look at what the next 2 weeks to 4 weeks of your life would be like.
Mm.
And it's amazing to look at how many times we use that word and what would it be like to not use that word anymore? Because would an infinite being function from can't?
No. And so can't just, it stops your creations. It destroys your creations as soon as you go into the can't, you know? Instead, it's like, okay, what else is possible? If I could, what would I do, you know?
Right? If I knew I couldn't fail, what would I choose?
If I knew I couldn't fail, what would I choose? Oh, I love that. And if, you know, because like for me, it's always about if you didn't have any limitations, any restrictions, any anything, what would you choose? What would you do? You know, what
lights you up? Oh, exactly. And did I say this already? If money wasn't an issue, what would I choose?
Okay. Yeah. And if money was an issue, what would you choose? I used that question earlier this week or something.
I use that all the time. Yeah. It's really liberating.
Because sometimes money is not the issue. Right? So if money is not the issue, what would you choose? And would you still choose this if money was not the issue? Right?
Exactly.
So it's all about questions, and getting into that state of out of the fixed points of view, out of limitations, out of conclusions, and into interesting point of view. And I use that all the time too, interesting point of view. It's like, oh, that's interesting for myself sometimes. Oh, that's interesting.
Right.
I'm thinking that, you know, and just that way of saying it will clear it, you know, will give you an awareness of some sort. We'll start to unlock where you are sticking yourself sometimes. And
is someone showing us his hand and a piece of paper?
I think so. Maybe he's writing.
He was drawing something for us. I thought he was going to show us something, but I wasn't sure.
Anyway. Yeah. So, The gifts from Curry are going to be on the gifts page. And so the link for that will be in the email that's going to go out shortly. And so take a look at, Curry's been doing a lot of Facebook Lives lately. I haven't been able to catch them, but I see them pop up after the fact, which is great. And yes, stay tuned for what else is coming up for Curry. All of her classes, telecalls, more Facebook Lives, and join the group called For the Love of Money or something like that. Look for it.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura, for having me. It's been fun.
Absolutely. Thank you. I always get so much from speaking with you, from talking to you, and just, you know, getting new awarenesses about where I am with money and now with sex. It's like, So thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for being on the show with us today. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye for now.